and more evacuations in Ukraine. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Thousands of Ukrainians on the move during another round of attacks in a port city. But for those who remain, supplies are running low as Russians intercept humanitarian aid.
In hard-hit Mariupol, in the south, Ukrainian officials say about 30,000 civilians managed to evacuate in the past 2 days. But humanitarian convoys into the city were again stopped by Russian shelling. A theater where hundreds of people were sheltering was destroyed by what Mariupol officials call a Russian airstrike. No immediate word on casualties. And Russian forces have reportedly taken hundreds hostage at a nearby hospital and were using it as a firing position. It's the same hospital where a maternity ward was damaged last week. The doctor there says he's near the breaking point after treating the injured and dying children.
Fox's Trey Ingston, Kyiv. Another $800 million in military aid headed to Ukraine. President Biden made the announcement after Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky made an impassioned virtual address to Congress.
At the request of President Zelensky, we have identified and are helping Ukraine acquire additional longer-range anti-aircraft systems and the munitions for those systems.
Some members of Congress have called for sending MiG fighter jets to Ukraine, but the president did not comment on that possibility. And President Biden signing the bill to reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act. The bill was first put in place nearly 30 years ago, and the now president helps shape it.
It didn't change the law. We set out, I remember some of you way back when I first wrote this legislation, to change the culture.
Law had lapsed over disagreement over whether dating partners or stalkers should be kept from owning firearms. That part was dropped. The current law says a spouse convicted of domestic violence can't own a gun. A court has ordered Jussie Smollett released from jail on bond during the appeal of his conviction. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
New voting laws in Texas resulted in a large number of rejected ballots in the nation's first primary election.
Tougher voting rules approved by the Texas legislature led to a higher than expected number of ballots rejected in last month's primary election. An analysis of ballots by the Associated Press indicates nearly 23,000 were discarded and uncounted across the state's 187 counties. Experts say that number is abnormally high. Republicans say the new rules are designed to make it easier to vote and harder to cheat, but Democrats contend it's an effort to suppress votes of those not aligned with the GOP. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
A critical Colorado River reservoir has fallen to a record low level, raising new concerns about a power source for millions of people in the West. Federal water officials say Lake Powell on the Arizona-Utah border fell below 3,500 feet yesterday. Western states had set that mark as a buffer to keep the lake from reaching a level that would prevent the turbines at Glen Canyon Dam from generating power. Federal officials say they're confident Lake Powell will rise quickly with springtime snowmelt and Glen Canyon Dam will stay productive. Country music fans, get ready to celebrate their favorite music videos.
Country music star Kane Brown is the leading nominee for this year's CMT Awards, celebrating the best in country music videos. Brown getting 4 nominations, including the top honor of Video of the Year, along with Male Video of the Year, both for his hit One Mississippi. Kelsey Ballerini, Mickey Guyton, and Breland and Cody Johnson are all triple nominees, including nods for the coveted Video of the Year. Carrie Underwood, who has won a record 23 CMT Awards, is also nominated for Video of the Year, as are Brandi Carlile, Cole Swindell, and Lainey Wilson, Casey Musgraves, Luke Combs, Maren Morris, Miranda Lambert, and Taylor Swift featuring Chris Stapleton.
Fox's Steve Rappaport, the CMTs, will air live April 11th on CBS. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.